Welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 129. You were a bit slow there, Mike. You lost count again, hadn't you?
I had lost count.
I thought you might have done. Hello, how is everybody? Why isn't my chart loading? Mind you, not much is loading at the moment. Having a moment, I think, is what we call it. Plus the fact doesn't help when you're looking at tomorrow's show, does it? Thought the week was getting away from me. Hello, Jonathan. I believe you enjoyed the show. CQ Deb, how are you doing? In fact, it's a long, hideous story about having to do an emergency update in the middle of the night. So that explains why I've forgotten to look in Slack, because I haven't been getting notifications all day because I had to close it down. And my browser's just crashed. But hey, these things are sent to try us. Although I am getting a persecution complex from most of it. Actually, I thought last night the machine had gone. And I thought, don't you even dare contemplate it. Not yet. Not yet. Oh, Jonathan loved it. Excellent. Is it too soon to take bets on when 128's going to be out?
No.
I don't like over-giddying Jonathan much. Shall we make it sort of 50-50? Before or after Christmas? What do we think?
Which year?
Don't frighten him altogether. This year. So go on, before or after Christmas?
Before.
Oh, doesn't he sound confident? Oh, my. If we don't hear from Simon today, do we think he's been another domestic? I think there might have been. Don't ever be sarcastic to a woman, because she's always right. This is the thing. Men don't appreciate that. That's how it works here, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Even when I'm wrong. Which, obviously, I'm never wrong. Never, ever wrong. Hello, Kim. That was going to be Jonathan's question. When's 120? When would you like it to be, Jonathan? Do not mention July in that. Hello, Debbie. 128. Serious question. Would you like a kind of, how should I word this? Predictable schedule for MacBites? Or is it much more fun the way it's been for the last 13 years, which is whenever? Let me know. Oh no, Grandpa Isaac's in trouble. Changing the settings on the fridge. Now, cautiously saying you didn't even know it had settings doesn't actually mean you didn't do it, does it? It just means that you didn't deliberately do it. He should really know better. Yes, dear, is the right answer to 99.9% of questions or comments, to be honest. So what do you prefer? Surprises or a predictable schedule? Kim, I've got to agree. It's more fun watching Johnny waiting for MacBites and going crazy. This is what's aged him, you know, despite the fact he's still a millennial. He's been 13 years of waiting for the next MacBites. Oh my. I think I'm caught up. No, I'm not. I've got a flash thing on the thready thing. But I think that was Jonathan, and I had caught up with that. Do you know what I think could have caused my problems last night? Is when I errantly decided to look at the Creative Cloud update. Did you see that screenshot, Mike?
I did.
That didn't instil me with much confidence. But I did do the update. It all went to heck in a handcart after that. So I'm thinking it could have been related. Good evening, Paul. Or in your case, good afternoon. We're pondering a MacBite schedule, whether it would do anybody any good if it was more predictable. It is predictable, obviously. It's predictably erratic. But I must admit, it's fun. It's fun, yeah. We do everything wrong. You know when you read these books about how to win friends and influence people? Yeah, be predictable with your schedule. Yeah, we do it all wrong. However, I feel this year we've made up for it because we've been marooned predictably every day, and we've after hours for coming up to 2 years in October, predictably, which is pretty decent, isn't it? In fact, this year, since third week in February, which was when it was a YTP, we YTP'd because we were actually on holiday, if you remember. The one day in the year we're on holiday. It's been predictably every Friday. Quite impressed with my little self there. Of course, mustn't break my arm, patting myself on the back, or something else will happen. So I had to reboot. But it wouldn't reboot until it had done an update. Got to love these things. I think they're in charge. Then once I'd done the update, there was a matter of an app update. But it didn't tell me the app needed updating. I went to the app page for a totally different reason. And it said update. And I thought, but it's already up to date. And it's not showing up in the updates. Now, apparently, that's been an issue other people have seen. So let me know in the chat. Have you seen that? Where there are no updates in the App Store. But when you actually go to an app's page, then it tells you there's an update. That's been happening for weeks to me. So there was this update. So I thought, well, that's fine. I'll just click update on it. And then when that's updated, then I'll reboot.
Jonathan, you schmoozer.
What's going on now?
He's schmoozing.
Yes, I can see that. I'll sort that out in a minute. So 3 hours later, when I'd finally beaten it into submission with the stick. Now, I said to Mike, I had to download the app in question from another machine and then manually transfer it across before I could reboot. That's not good. Then it rebooted and it came back and it had the temerity to say to me, you rebooted because of a problem. Do you want to install the update? I thought, you are kidding me. This was the reason I'd rebooted. So then I had to go through the entire process for a second time. At which point, eventually, after about 20 minutes, it said to me, 38 Apple minutes to go. And I thought, you know, why do I bother? But eventually I got there in the end and I am on that. Right. Going back up here. I've been married over 50 years. He knows how to keep a peaceful household. Ah, did it take 50 years for him to learn, though? Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, I'm glad you have enjoyed marooned and after hours, Jonathan. We could use some whimsy with MacBites. There you go. Oh, Deb, big birthday. There's no way that you're nearly 60. No way. Mind you, I still think I'm 18. Don't tell Jonathan, I'd make him 12 years older. Oh, you he's quite a schmoozer,
you
isn't
are,
he?
Johnny,
what a ladies' man.
Because you're a millennial.
You are a mere child. Hello, Anthony. I hear an equaliser in Mike's voice. Would I be right?
Yeah.
Either that or the Mass for the Dead's going really well. One or the other.
I've turned that off.
You're wondering about the Mass for the Dead, aren't you? It's normally a Mass that all the Catanians attend for deceased brothers. Obviously, at the moment, that's a bit tricky. So they've done a virtual one from Salford Cathedral, which Mike actually did have on 5 minutes ago. So either something amazing's happened in the Mass or United have equalised, because he's got one on one screen and one on the other.
Well, I can't follow the Mass and the match and the chat. So the Mass had to go. 2 hour 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf said.
It's all right. It's available on demand later.
I know it is. That's why I've turned it off.
So you'd rather listen to Marooned Live and the football? Just look at her little face.
Hello.
She was chunnering away earlier.
Little tails, Michael.
And now she's sat there looking like a professor with her little snout on a paw, looking quizzically at the
she's
pair of us.
She's looking all forlorn.
She is swinging it.
I think she's probably tired.
Do you want to tell them what you've had for treats? No, I didn't think so. Because there's been so much, hasn't there? She'd been very quiet tonight. It makes a change. Right, let me catch up. Oh, Paul's had it too. Not just me, then. It seems to be like when you get an email from a developer and they say, like, there's a new version out, like Ulysses, and you want to go off and download it, you go into the App Store, nothing there to update. But you know that app update is available, so you go look for it. Makes me wonder how many app updates there are that, if it's not in the update section, I'm not going to look for them one by one, Apple. That wasn't the deal. The deal with the App Store was it would all just work. Laughable. But never mind. Telling me there's nothing to update, that doesn't mean there isn't anything to update. Just means it's not telling me. And Wanna, how do you feel today, Mike? 102?
Yeah.
We'd have to be that old, Jonathan, wouldn't we? Mind you, that is 23 years older than you are. I'm saying nothing. Let's just say this, Mike's my toy boy. Oh, scary beans, isn't it? No, it's all right, only by 3 months. Though, yes, I reached 53 in May. But I act my Facebook age, knocked 10 years off when I logged into Facebook and left it that way.
That's so funny with Rachel, isn't it? She lied about a date of birth.
What, did she put the 1st of January,
I think,
was it?
So, yeah.
Or was it the 1st of June?
I can't remember. I
think it was comical anyway. Rachel's very, very, very shy. She hadn't even been on Facebook. She had a Facebook account. She got a bit of grief. But then she's a very pretty girl, and pretty girls do get a lot of grief. Obviously, I'm stunning, but there's no photographs. That's how I get complete peace and quiet. So she left Facebook. And she went on Nina's account. But then she decided to join a Facebook account of her own again. So she went back on it. And then they start asking you date of birth and all that kind of stuff. So she just made one up. And then you know what happened next, don't you? Facebook tells all your followers that it's your birthday today. She was inundated with birthday things. And like, sorry, it's not my birthday. No, it's not my birthday. In fact, Nina, Rachel and I are all in May, aren't we?
Yeah. Mm. No, Rachel's in June.
No, she's not. 29th of May.
Oh, yeah.
Naughty, naughty, Daddy. Naughty, naughty. Oh, I'm loving that one. I asked my mother once if it was hard getting older, and she said, doesn't bother me, your father's older than me. That's a brilliant way of working.
Oh. Yeah, my dad was 10 years older than my mum. Which, as she said, was fine when they were 22 and he was 32, but wasn't so great when he was 86 and she was 76.
That last 10 years did make a lot of difference to your dad, though, didn't it? Yeah. Mum and Dad were... Dad was a year older than Mum. But my aunt, her husband, is 2 years younger. Toy boy! Toy boy alert! Like you, but that's only 3 months. Ah, joy. You thought we were both 50. I did have a fabulous 50th. Oh, it was brilliant. Got loads of stuff. Who was it? Yeah, Rachel went into, what's that store called? You know the one I mean, in the Trafford Centre?
Ann Summers.
To get me a pair of, brace yourselves, stressicles. I'll just leave the image to your imagination.
Why don't you find a link?
I have got the pictures on Facebook, but the funniest thing about my 50th birthday was nothing to do with my 50th birthday. It was last year, I think, and you know how Facebook comes up and says, 2 years ago, and obviously it was my birthday that day, and it said, you know, 2 years ago, and there was the pictures. So it said, like, post to your timeline. So I thought, oh yeah, put it on my timeline. So I put it on my timeline and said, can't believe this is 2 years ago, right? So Kath goes off and has a look, comes back with OMG, because I'd said it was a big birthday, and she comes back and says OMG. She said, I thought it was your 40th, which would have put me about 1 year older than Carolyn. So she said, tell me it's a joke. And I said, no, it wasn't. She said, there's no way you are that old. I don't think I look any different than when I was 30, to be honest. No, I've not turned into a shrunken prune or anything like that. Right, I need to get the pickies up, don't I? So you can see my stress-ticles.
Who bear.
Doesn't need a pair of stress-ticles?
Look at that tail.
Right, I must steer away from anything else on Facebook. I'm taking a break from Facebook. Now, where would it be? I could just go back in the years, couldn't I? Oh, there's a picture of Jonathan. Looking remarkably like the one next to him, to be honest. Right, where are we with this? Oh, I'm back
what
to this year's
want?
Birthday.
You're not having anything.
Oh, Lola, you've eaten
snuggle.
Enough.
You can have a snuggle.
She doesn't want to snuggle, clearly.
She does.
Right, what date are we up
snuggle
to? 12th
daddy.
Of May. Oh, good grief, that's this year. Mind you, I would have reposted it, wouldn't I, about a year ago. So maybe I'll get there faster than I think, but probably not. Do you know my Facebook feed's a farce? It's just dogs. It's just me reposting stuff about dogs. Oh, and the odd tech item. And the trouble is, when I start looking through it, I start going, oh, look at the pretty doggy. And then I get sidetracked again. Hang on, May. Was that early May? Oh, that would have been so close to it. May 2017, that would have been it. Been 2 weeks after that. But no, I'm going to have to go back. Oh, do you think you can find it in your photos, Mike? I never find a thing on Facebook. How on earth does anybody else ever cope with it? List view, do you know, photos. Right, if I click on photos, will I find it? Pictures of the dogs. Oh, and Mike with a 12-pack of toilet rolls. Ooh, this is actually much faster. I think I might find it better this
Ooh,
way.
Kim's got 9 bushes of blueberries for picking.
Oh, wow.
That's Kim's day sorted.
Hang on. Here's Ollie. Ooh, that was near my birthday as well, but that was the year before.
We like blueberries, don't
There's
we?
There's my bike. So it's somewhere around... Ah! Stressicles! Ha ha! Right, there's my stressicles. But then how do you see, Mike, here's a question for you. How do you see the post that's attached to?
I don't know.
So I can only see one picture at the moment, but all of my presents are on it. Right, here's what I'll do. I'll send the picture
Save
of the stressicles.
The
no, I'm actually going to send a link. Let me know if you can see that.
Stressicles, Simon.
Stressicles, Simon.
Like testicles, but spelled differently.
Yes. Go and have a look at that one, and then I'll get another picky, which was the one that Rachel got us, which is fantastic, knowing that Rachel adopted us. And you don't have to be in Facebook for those. What's going on
Johnny.
Now?
Johnny.
Mum had a nice white tablecloth when I was younger and fed me blueberries. What's that thing that Margaret uses?
Something gold.
Something gold.
Yeah.
And it's actually in a pink pack, isn't it?
Yeah. It sorted you out, didn't it?
Oh, God, that was so funny. Went to this couple's house and the husband spilt red wine all over my jacket. Vanished gold, that's the one. It is amazing stuff, Jonathan. Buy your mother some for that tablecloth. He spilt red wine all over my jacket.
Johnny's domesticated, he knows.
He knows. See, I wouldn't know, would I? Something gold was as far as I got. So I left my jacket behind, and she's a whiz with vanished gold. She's got about 4 or 5 grandchildren, though, hasn't she?
True.
So and they look after them. They take them to school and bring them home. Are the stressicles made of chocolate? No, they're actually a weird combination of, like, you know those gel wrist rests you used to have a few years ago where the outside's like...
Mine split open.
So did mine. But my stressicles are still okay. It's like squidgy. So the idea is that you grab hold of them and squeeze. Gents, look away now. Just fantastic, fantastic gift. Just loved it. Really loved it. But no, can honestly say, weren't made of chocolate, thankfully. No. You know that treat that I put on the floor 3 hours ago and she turned her nose up
at
it?
She wasn't hungry then.
She's eating it now. She's got it between both paws and she's eating it, little minx. She's created such a fuss over it as though I was murdering her. Yes. Taking a picky of you.
Not when she's eating. Do not disturb me whilst I'm eating.
All I've got's blurring as her jaws are going at it. Oh, Lola is blurred. But I can see you actually eating it. Awesome. That's exactly it, Anthony. But possibly not from Anne Summers. But it was a great gift. It really was. She also put in some snap things, didn't she? That changed colour.
Yeah.
You kind of snap them in half and then they changed colour. Which I should imagine a lot of things do if you snap them in half. But anyway, it was a fabulous day. But no, Kath really genuinely thought that that was my 40th. So she was working on the principle that 2 years on, it was my 42nd birthday. I love Kath. Did I mention that? Thing is, these people know you.
Mm.
She sees me week in, week out. And she thought I was... Hang on, 2 years ago, 1 year ago. So that would be 25. Oh, good grief, I've got to do some maths. Hang on. 1 year ago was 2019, wasn't it? And if that was there, then that would be 34. Yeah, so she genuinely thought I was 8 years older than Rachel.
Mm.
Mind you, Rachel thought I was the same age as Rachel. This was when Rachel was 33. Which works for me. When she found out I was actually 18 years older than she was, there's another one, you see. I just must have drunk from the fountain of youth. Or everybody else's eyesight, shocking. One or the other. I shall go with the former myself. Is Kath a professor at university? She is a subject leader at Manchester College, which is a kind of halfway between university and sixth form, I believe.
She was a nurse, wasn't she?
She was a nurse, and she teaches kind of some kind of humanity course for people moving on to university to read nursing. She has a lot of foreign students, and there is a term for them, rather than immigrants. But basically, people who've come into the country and are then placed on a course before they, again, go off to nursing college. And I think she's just broken up for the summer. I think she gets 6 weeks off in the summer. But then the problem is we all like to go out on a Friday afternoon and she can't because she's working. She used to be able to wiggle out on a Friday afternoon, but no longer, sadly. But exciting things to be shared at the weekend, I do believe, from Shesmore, isn't there? On the tech front. But I can't say any more because those involved don't know yet. It's surprises, which I've been involved in, so I like that. What could lead to a horrific misunderstanding? What is this I have almost missed? You get a tennis ball. They gave my gran some kind of... It's all right, it wasn't a stress tickle. God, she'd have had a heart attack. she was having physiotherapy, which I think in the States is physical therapy. And they gave her this, like, tennis ball affair. And she was supposed to, like, squeeze it every day, keep her arms going. And when she went back to the hospital 2 weeks later, we came and picked her coat on. We're putting a coat on. And I said, what's this? And there was like a lump at the side of the coat. So I put my hand in the pocket and I pulled out this ball. And she went, oh, it was exercises I was supposed to do. We were actually taking her back that day. She never even took it out of her coat pocket. She was a menace. She was diagnosed as a diabetic, wasn't she? And then she actually said, she would say to you at Christmas, you know, when we said, like, well, what would you want with your Christmas dinner? Can't eat carrots. I'm diabetic, me, you know. So we were opening our presents later and it wasn't something we'd bought her, but somebody clearly had. And she said, what on earth are they buying me diabetic chocolate for? Because you keep telling everybody you're diabetic. She said, it's awful, tastes terrible. So she couldn't eat the carrots because they were too sweet, but she quite fancied some Cadbury's fruit and nut. No accounting for it is. Have you eaten that now? That quieting you down? Be snoring like a pig later, won't you? All you've eaten. But never mind. It's steady on, Simon. Careful. Especially after yesterday. Is Mrs. Simon all right? Or is it not being mentioned? not be mentioned.
See you, Johnny.
Good night, Jonathan. Just having a look in here. Have we got any news of anything yet? Have I missed anything today? Doesn't look like it. Swearing it's going to be next week, you know. Definitely next week. Apple Music gets a new icon. Ooh, be still my beating heart. Keep going. No, nothing today, basically. Apart from more rubbish and speculation. Oh, well. Right. Merely a misunderstanding. Oh, Simon, don't say that publicly. Just pro tip. Always admit that the lady's right. Makes everything far easier. Oh, dear. Oh, no, you've done something to Devon Agent. You can't get it to open. That's a new one. I know this is going to sound really silly, but have you rebooted? It could be that. If not, possibly an uninstall and reinstall. Did you back up the settings that you've changed? That's pretty drastic. Happy wife, happy life. That work for you, Mike?
Yeah.
In our case, it's happy dog. Because she gets very grumbly.
Full dog.
Oh, she must be absolutely stuffed by now. Don't think she'll be moving later. Try the reboot, you never know. It could be just something got it giddy. If not... Depends how much you've got in it that you've not saved or made some kind of note of. If it's not much, do you have access to either App Delete, which is an old app, I don't know if you can buy it anymore, because the developer sadly died. If you've got it, it still works, but if you've not, I don't think the site's there. The other one is App Zapper, which is quite expensive now for what it does. But it does it very well. And what it does is, instead of just you deleting the app in the app folder, it actually interrogates the system and tells you where the supporting files are. And it's often the supporting files that are causing the problem. Another way to go about it, rather than actually delete it, is if you can find the plists for it, you could back up the plists and then delete them. And deleting the plists often solves the problem, and then at least you can get into the app. But you would need to find the plists, and the easiest way to do that is to use AppZapper to tell you where they are. Don't know if there is a trial version of AppZapper. There used to be, and it used to give you like 5 zaps. Surprising how much use that still gets, isn't it, Mike? Oh dear, 2012 called and asked for its website back though. Although it does say updated 2020. Is there a trial? Doesn't mention it. Come on. Come on.
Whilst you're looking for that, I'll tell you a story about dog food.
Why, were you eating it?
No, you know that woman round the corner?
The one with the dog food?
Yeah.
And the bag of poo?
That's the one, yeah.
I remember it well.
Yeah, the one that dropped a couple of tins of dog food over the gate because her dog didn't eat that food anymore and she accidentally dropped a bag of poo with it. Well, she asked me what Lola eats and I said pedigree. And she said, oh, I'll have to try that. So she tried it and her dog loved it. But it gave her dog, she was allergic to it. So her dog's now on this like hyperallergenic dog food. And she's got a couple of tins of pedigree left. So she said she'll drop them over the fence, over the gate, but without the dog poo this time.
How will you know it's her?
I won't. I'll assume.
Is it sad that I know Google DNS servers in my head?
Yeah.
Thank you. Good job somebody does, or we wouldn't be getting anywhere, would we? I do believe we have DNS servers from our ISP, but we use Google as well. We've only ever gone down once. Which isn't bad, is it? No, I do remember those. They must have, mind you, they probably owned the internet at the time. Because isn't 8 a lucky number in China?
Yeah.
So they wanted them all, rather than the Chinese government. And they got them. Oh, I watched a fabulous thing yesterday. It was... I feel awful saying it was a video on YouTube, because to be honest, it was like a little documentary and it was so well done. It was all about the history of Netscape, which doesn't sound fascinating, does it? But it was. You actually saw somebody installing the original Netscape Navigator, and it was the story behind it of how it came to be and what happened to it. Do you know who owns the copyright to Netscape right now? Because I was surprised.
The developer.
It changed hands a million times. It was split down, hived off, patents were separate.
Mark Anderson, wasn't it?
It might have been at some point, but I'm talking about now.
Mosaic.
Although they are actually still going, because obviously they make Firefox. Well, Mozilla do.
Yeah.
No, the actual Netscape brand was hived off and sold to AOL. Yeah, where are they now? And AOL split it into two. So there was the Netscape brand and then there was the patents. They held on to the brand, but they sold the patents to Microsoft. When you think it was Microsoft Internet Explorer, you know, that there was a major scrap with. Microsoft held on to one or two of them and then they sold them on. And when they said who they'd sold them to, I was like, you're kidding me. Facebook. Can you believe that Facebook actually owns part of the Netscape intellectual property? What is it with Facebook? He just goes around collecting stuff. It's really, really worthwhile watching. It's probably about 12 to 18 minutes worth. Let's have a look. But it was very, very worth watching. 18 minutes. But it is like a little mini documentary. I don't know what the guy does, whose channel it is. Let's have a look. What sort of documentary style stuff does he do? Tech stuff by the look of it. But that really was so interesting if you remember back. I guess it's more interesting if you remember back. I mean, we installed Netscape One. There you go. There's the link. But definitely worth watching. And if you are interested in AppZapper, that's the link for AppZapper. Have you noticed it doesn't actually... Oh, hang on. Store. Let's have a look. A single license is $20. Mind you, what I will say is we bought it years ago. Absolutely years ago. 2006. And I think at the time it was under $5 and it was always in bundles. Never had to get a new license, even when they've updated it. So we certainly got our money's worth out of it over the years. Still use it now. Seems expensive for what it does, but without it, it would be very manual process of going around and uninstalling stuff. So all you need to do with it, and it doesn't say whether there's a trial or not. There must be some sort of trial, surely. It doesn't mention it at all. But let's assume there is a trial or you've paid for it. You literally drag and drop the application to the AppZapper window and it pops up a more detailed window that lists the app at the top and then all of the supporting files. Now, do be careful because some of those supporting files might not actually be for that application. So do take a careful look at them. But it's things like application support and things that are in the preferences and cache files. So if you are having problems with an application, and I've done this way more than once, I can assure you, it's a good way to nuke everything all at once. The other thing you can do is you can actually back up all of those files from AppZapper before you zap the thing. When you zap it, the whole lot goes in the trash and then you empty the trash, then reinstall the app. And I will say 10 times out of 10, that solved the problem. It's a very simple thing to have there, and it isn't something if you were installing a new Mac, you would instantly think, oh, I must put AppZapper on it. But when you would think of it is when you've got a problem, and then you're scrambling around looking for a copy of it to install to uninstall something else. It's certainly something to have in your macOS toolkit. We should do a thing on that, shouldn't we? A series. Mm. What should be in your macOS toolkit and why? So say $20, yeah, but it's something that you just keep using it year after year after year. I wonder if they're still going in bundles. That always used to be in a bundle, didn't it? I think I've got about 9 licenses. I wonder. Let me have a look. See the last bundle it was in. Do you know, I am so glad that I put all my serial numbers in one password. Hang on. I'm trying to enter a password here. Which is about 100 characters long. There we go. Right, app zapper. No, I've only put one in. Probably last modified 28th of September 2009. Created the 3rd of September 2009. And that was version 1.8. We're up to 2 point something now. Let's have a look what we're up to. Info. Come on, get info. There we are. 2.0.3. Still working. But they did have to rewrite it, of course, so it was 64-bit. And it does work with Catalina. So long may it rain. It's very useful. I was expecting to see more editions of it than that. But I probably figured I'd already got it in there and I didn't need to. But always one of the kind of filler apps that came with a bundle. But I've not seen it in a bundle for a while. It's a shame, that, isn't it? People don't talk about it much now. I think they probably just nuke everything and start again. But there are occasions when that is your safe way out, shall we say. It's worth a look at. Is app delete still available? Now, that was most unfortunate. It was a small developer. So I think there was only really him running it. And when you search for it, it still comes up as the top answer. But it was reggieashworth.com. And I said to Mike, this is really weird. You know, this site hasn't been updated. And, you know, he was updating it a lot. And now there's not been much. And I went looking for it. And I found this story about a horrific road crash. And it was him. And I think what happened was, I don't think anybody in the family really knew what to do with all of this. So I think the domains just ran out. Makes you think about what would happen on your demise, doesn't it? Whether you want to keep it going or whatever, because it still comes up in searches, but you can't actually do much with it. So if you have it, it will still work. Obviously, it isn't going to get converted to 64-bit, unless it was already 64-bit. Let's have a look. First trial version. What is that?
It's a bird.
Bird. This actually says latest version, April the 3rd. Really?
Maybe someone's took it over.
Well, if they have, wouldn't you think they'd do something with the domains?
Yeah.
I'm sure there isn't a tree that close. There was a bird sounded just like that when we used to go camping. Well, caravanning. That was my dad's idea, I can assure you. Mother never thought it was a good idea. That is a bit strange. Oh, hang on. Reggieashworth.com/buy is still available. So maybe it is. Which doesn't explain why the main domain. Maybe they bought it. In that case, maybe it's still around. Let's go to try buy and see if it is actually available and how much it is. Yeah, app delete's even cheaper. That is $7.99. It does say download. Let's see if it'll download. It will download. There you go.
Yeah, reggieashworth.com.
Oh, the other link wasn't there.
Yeah, to app delete. Isn't
yeah, that's not there. But it is actually there if you go to reggieashworth.com. And then you click on the try buy at the top and there is app delete 4.3.3, which it says was released. Now, it was either the 5th of April or the 4th of May, depending on that date last year. So it does work with Catalina. Oh, worth downloading that then, because I've got a license for it. But it had disappeared.
15th of May 2018.
What?
Dear friends, and this is on Reggie Ashworth's Facebook page. Dear friends and customers of Reggie Ashworth, my name is Hans Tuchel, best friends of Reggie. I'm sad to inform you, Reggie passed away in a car accident last year. He left behind his common-law wife and 3 kids. I will keep the support running for his successful apps, VidConvert and AppDelete. Please contact me here if you have any questions. I'm working on the next update for the app.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Well, that was,
I knew,
like,
he had kids.
2 years ago.
Let's have a look. AppDelete. What have I got a license for? I have a license for version 4, but that was added in 2013. And cost the princely sum of an update of £3.87. They should bring another version out so we can support his wife, you know. But I hadn't deleted, I hadn't installed it because I thought, because I couldn't find, it wasn't there on the link that I've got in 1Password, which was the original link to download it from. But it looks like the entire site's been revamped. So that one's less than half the price and still available. So worth a look at. I will put the link in for that over there. Why has that moved? Somebody's moved my cheese again. So just an alternative to the other one. And again, there is a trial, so it's worth trying. Didn't AppDelete integrate with something? You know, like the bigger application, and there's like a button. Yes, is there? Do you remember? You're chunnering?
Mm.
Not you, the dog.
Yes, I'm answering on behalf.
Yes, you're both answering. Oh. Can't remember what the other application was, but basically it was some sort of maintenance thing that hooked into AppDelete. So definitely worth a look at. On a Mac, you think it's simple, but nothing's ever simple, is it? There's always things that you miss. I used to fight every single day with ScreenFlow. It would make the biggest cache files you have ever seen. Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. It was about 200 gig. And I'm like, where's all my hard drive gone? And it turned out to be a cache file that when you then save the recording, every now and then it just didn't delete the cache file. And then this cache file was sat there, 200 gig, 300 gig, until the machine crashed because there was that much in the cache file, which you couldn't actually get to. But if you ran one of the delete programs, it would show you all of the dependent caches. And from there, I didn't want to delete the app. I wanted to just know where the caches were so I could clear them. You see, you shouldn't have to buy extra software to do all of this, but you do. Are you grumpy?
Well, she slept all day, so she's being a jumped up little bugger.
You're not, are you? You're adorable. Do you want zoomies? Want to have zoomies with Daddy? She went out to play football and it started to rain. And like the little princess she is, she marched straight back in and told Daddy it was all his
right,
fault.
Right, should we go out? Should
yes.
We go in the car?
Yes, Daddy, bring that football.
Come on, then.
I'll hold the fort. Carry on. She's so cute. Is it still warm here? It is. It's. Remember we talked last week and said it was a beautiful blue sky and this was at like 8:30. It's gone dark early again. And although it's telling me it's 16 degrees, we've yet again got that oppressive heat. So it's not anywhere as near as bad as it could be, seriously. But it's just, when you move around, you're going up and down the stairs or something, and you come back in, you just put the fan on. It's like that. Can't make its mind up. But it's not been raining that much. But sadly, having looked out of the window, now the grass has been taken care of. Hedges need doing. This is because when it does rain and then it gets mad hot and then it rains again, the hedges just grow like crazy. So I am definitely going to head out there and do something with my hedge trimmer. Because if I don't, I can guarantee you the Google car will come round and it'll look like that online for the next 5 years. So I'll have to get out there. Oh, the public shame. That was really spooky, actually. About 18 months after Dad died, someone wanted directions or something. And I ended up on Google Maps, with the street view thing, actually looking around where you live, which I don't know about you, but I don't do that often. So I could see it above and like zoomed into it. And what got me was, as I moved the Pegman thing up the street, it came to the neighbour's house. And we're on the corner. So our gate is next to theirs, but our front, the front door is round the corner. So I'm basically at the back gate with Pegman. And I moved it up a bit and you could see right over the fence into the side garden. And there was my dad sat in his car. He'd obviously literally just come in, closed the gates and then sat in his car to get his radio and his phone and stuff. And there he was. And I was like, oh, whoa. You know, like, yeah, I know he's gone, but, oh, and there he was. And it stayed for ages, ages and ages. The other thing, though, was that really annoyed me. We had the whole house, like, made over, and they didn't come back. So I don't think they've been back in literally 5 years. Oh, they're annoying. Oh, success on Simon's part. Fabulous. Mojave's a good operating system, she said. Not risking Catalina. Not any time soon. I do get snafus with Mojave, to be honest, but I saw a video today, first video I've seen where someone did a screencast, not about Biggles, but on Biggles. It actually didn't look bad, apart from the menu bar at the top, which it isn't really there, is it? They're just kind of floating in midair. And that did look a bit weird, because sometimes I see that on Mojave. When it's loading and it hasn't quite finished loading, and that's what it looks like it hasn't quite finished loading. But do share, Simon. Tell us what's going on. Is this an over the top of something, or is it a clean install? I made a fatal error last night. Went behind the iMac. Who left it looking like that? From the front, absolutely perfect. But I was literally like picking a cable up thinking, what's this off? And then there was nothing at the other end of it. Oh, I shouldn't be let loose. But I do have photos for you. I was improving the situation. I was improving the technology. We'll share all on Friday as to what I was actually doing and why I was doing it. And I think there's something downstairs that needs unboxing in relation to that. But you were hoping Biggles will allow different levels of transparency. So was I once I'd seen it. But it seems like they want to do away with it. So the menu becomes, I'm going to say less visible. But I mean, that wouldn't help you if you're actually interacting with it. But if you think of how it looks on an iPad, it does more kind of float in midair, doesn't it? There isn't anything behind it. And that's what this looks like. So I think in the end, iOS will take over macOS on the desktops. I think when he said we're not merging macOS and iOS, no, they're just going to retrofit iOS to the desktops, would be my guess. And that's it. It does. It looks like an iPad. Just floating there. My biggest concern was whether it's floating there or not, you will get used to it. And if you literally can't, if you definitely do want something behind the menu to make it visible, then you'll just have to add the 22:44 pixels at the top that are the menu to your wallpaper, which was what people used to do. If you remember when they brought in this semi-transparent menu bar, the menu bar used to be solid block grey. And I think it was tiger, leopard, could have been snow leopard or lion. They brought in that kind of semi-transparent thing. And people didn't like it because their wallpaper, if they had really high contrast wallpaper, when the wallpaper went behind the menu bar, it was very difficult to look at the menu bar. So the hack was to take the image that was your wallpaper and put 22 pixels across the top in light white or black or grey, whatever colour you wanted behind your menu bar. And I said 22:44. I've got 22:44 in my head, but maybe it was more than that. But basically these days you might have to double that if it's Retina. But it worked. It doesn't particularly bother me. My menu is palish blue because my desktop's just plain blue. But if you do have an image on it, then that image does come through. All that's going to happen now is that you're not particularly going to have that menu bar at all. But I would suggest that's probably the easiest way around it. But I agree with Anthony. I think that has always been their intention, but not the way around people thought. People thought it would be that the Mac OS would transition to iOS. I think they actually want to go the other way. Which is not something that I look forward to. It isn't. And in fact, Biggles, I'm looking at it, you know, with it being Mac OS 11 and the interface fundamental changes, also fundamental changes in things like the Finder, where I look at it and I think, so I think we all said this on the day they announced it. They had this thing where they were saying, and then it's hidden until you need it. How do you know when I need it, Biggles? Because if it works as well as Office 365 second guesses what I need, I'm never going to have anything there. I would much rather have a predictable interface where things are just where they should be. But that doesn't seem to be something that they're thinking about. They just want it their way. But I looked at the Finder and I thought the one thing that was missing for me was at the bottom, I always have the breadcrumb path showing, the file path. So I know exactly, I can be looking at a set of information, a set of files, and I might have like two copies. I might have a backup in one folder and I'm looking at the files and I can't tell which is which unless I can see that path. So that's something I always turn on in the Finder, and that had gone. And obviously you could say, well, they've just not got it turned on because the default is it's turned off. But I looked at the interface and I thought, I'm not seeing where that path bar's going to go. There was just nowhere for it. So I'd have to try it, but at the moment, not looking good. I think it's actually one of those things I'd probably be looking to put it on a new Mac and be done. So, I mean, if you were to buy a Mac after it's come out, that's what would be on it and that's it. You'd be stuck with it. But if you've got a system and it's working and there are the changes are that fundamental, you'd have to change your workflows, then I would probably stay where I am. Which is why I'm interested in whatever this Mac is that they're contemplating bringing out, or maybe not. Just to see what their thinking is so far. It would seem a really odd thing to do, to bring out something that's a completely new design on the outside while it's still Intel on the inside. So on the one hand, if there is going to be a fundamental redesign, surely you'd keep it for the Apple Silicon. But on the other hand, if you want to make money in the interim, then you want people to buy it. And some people, my thinking is there right now. We know the Intel stuff works at the moment. So if you were to buy a Mac today, you can pretty much guarantee you're okay for 3 years. And maybe they would shift more of them if it actually looked different. But we are yet to see, because there's still no sign of it. The lesser spotted mid-2020 iMac. You do need consistency, Anthony. You also need it to look as near their system as possible, or as neutral as possible. So I go for neutral. Any video that you've seen of mine in terms of the Mac OS part of it in the last 6-7 years would look the same. Some people make videos and the first thing they do when there's a new OS out is they change their wallpaper. They update the thing and, you know, the wallpaper indicates the iOS, the Mac OS version. I definitely don't do that because everything then starts to look really dated really quickly. So that I don't do. Another thing for me to be thinking about would be, you don't want to be, particularly with interface changes that we've, the incoming ones, you don't want to be halfway through a course and then be changing it. You may also have a course that's there, it's already up there, and you want to make an extra video and then it doesn't match, like big style doesn't match. That makes the rest of it look older and out of date, even though it isn't. And although the old interface that is on that course, people might say that's the old interface, at least all the videos are consistent. But once you start updating or adding videos and they're not consistent, that way madness lies. So I do have to think about it. Right, having everything in one place is very important for sight impaired people because they learn where stuff is, and if it moves, it really throws them. Exactly. I cannot understand this, and you hover and then something pops up affair. Or you'll only see it when. Because as I know from Microsoft Office, this ribbon affair that they brought in, scary, it's 17 years ago, isn't it? Still not working now. The idea was that the part of the interface that was most relevant for what you're doing would change when you changed your context. So if I'm looking at a Word document and I click inside a table, boom, table tools will appear. And they do. But there's some occasions where I'm looking for something and the fact is they just don't. And I'm sat looking at it thinking, where are they this week? Because they do move things around. On the Mac, you're actually better off than Windows because you do have a menu at the top. Whereas on Windows, it's the ribbon and that's it. And there are times I can't find a thing. The other thing which annoys me with Microsoft and Office is when I'm working, the ribbon's there and the ribbon has quite a gap on the right-hand side of it. If I go full screen. But when I change the resolution of my screen to make a video, odd buttons just disappear. Because if there isn't enough width to show them, it decides which buttons it's taking away.
No, they just get stuck under a sub button.
I know, but, you know, again, who moved my cheese? If I'm looking for button X and it's next to button Y, and then it isn't, then I have to go and look somewhere else. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't. It's just annoying. And that seems to be, from what I've seen, the way Apple are thinking. But all I'll do with that is just use another app.
Like that one there. There's the text button with text box, header, footer, word art, etc. on it. But if you were at a...
Don't talk to me, talk to the microphone, that way people can hear you.
If you were at a proper resolution, then they'd all be on the ribbon.
Well, I just think that's fundamentally stupid. That's all I'm saying. It would move where it is on two different systems. So imagine you're in a face-to-face training situation and somebody's got a huge iMac and the one next to them has got, you know, a laptop. And you're saying it's on the right and they're saying, no, it's not. And they're right, it's not.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you change your resolution, hey, then it will be. That's ridiculous. That's not a good interface. A good interface needs predictability. Otherwise, you can't fly around it. Mm. I mean, after my huge calamity last week with Keynote, I seriously looked at PowerPoint. And PowerPoint's got great features that Keynote hasn't got. So in some ways, it can be tempting. But it's just basics, like I said to Mike. So I've got these circles in the top right-hand corner. And I want them to... I just want to change the colour of them depending on the status of the slide. So I have what are called styles in Keynote. And there's an interface for them. Sometimes I have to click on it to get to it. But when I do, all of the styles are available. And it's literally just click, 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 and I'm done. I said to him, right, one of the things I would want to do, and we looked at it, and there's styles, and you'd have to click somewhere, and then click somewhere else, and then click a drop down, and then go back and click on the first thing you thought of. And I said, don't bother. And I was doing that to work out what the best approach was after what Keynote did, which I can't have that happening. Now, it's only ever happened once in all the years I've been using it, but if it happened once, it could happen again. In fact, wasn't Cloudflare down earlier?
It was.
Again. So there's at least three times in a week. So anything could happen. Right. So Kim says, I think the same with older people. And I'm trying to help my mother. The comment I hear most often is it doesn't look the same. Exactly. I don't understand. I mean, maybe it's just a thing of the developers getting younger. they'll appreciate what we're saying when they're older, bless. I've got a friend who trains what she calls seniors. And there's stuff that Apple have put in there that, while it might make some degree of sense, really throws them to the point that they actually manage to lock themselves out of stuff. One was something to do with putting a password on a note in the Notes app. And apparently it was easy to misconstrue a dialogue box that came up that was asking if you wanted to password protect it, for asking you to enter a password. So these seniors were looking at this dialogue box and it was meaning, do you want to password protect this note? And they were thinking it meant, what is the password to access this note? So in other words, you would be creating a password. Then they didn't know what password it was supposed to be. So they randomly try a password. And if they entered the same one twice, then that was it. It locked the note. And if they then couldn't remember it, there is no way back in. Not even with the master password for the iPad, is there any way back into these notes. Ludicrous. Ludicrous. Totally agree, Simon. The Mac in the past stuck to the interface guidelines. And if an app didn't, you know, I can see they wouldn't let it in the store. There were changes that were made with those kind of sidebound pop-outs, because DevonThink made extensive use of those and then in the later ones didn't. Another app that had like fly-out panels was Handbrake, and that doesn't anymore. They're now floatovers. But even with the floatovers, who in the right minds thinks a floatover is a good idea on a desktop computer? A floatover was there, like a popover that kind of literally floats above the interface, was there for the iPad. And on a desktop, I've got the screen real estate to want to click the button and then have it stay there while I think about what it is that I'm doing and make my mind up between the two. Instead of which, I've got this huge screen real estate and I tap on the thing, click on the thing, it pops up, and the minute I click somewhere else, it's gone. And I only click somewhere else because I was just referencing which one I actually wanted. Then I've got to go back and start again. That's not an improvement. That's where Snappy App comes in, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I know I have a particular use case. What are you doing?
Pressed a button by mistake.
Well, don't. Honestly, between you and the dog. What was I saying? Yeah, so I want to... In my case, I'm looking for the options that are in this flyout. And I want to describe them in a training course. That doesn't sit there. There's no way to lock that popover. So you'd be in and out of it every 2 minutes, trying to make a list of the options to then explain what they do. So what I do is take a screenshot of the popover with Snappy App. And Snappy App lets you, by default, have the screenshot you've just taken hover over everything else on your screen. And it literally looks exactly, it is identical to the real thing that you can interface with, but it's just a screenshot. So I can literally use a pen to cross them out when I've done it. Night, Simon. And it's there permanently while I type up my notes. But to me, they are iPad things and they have no place on a desktop. No place. It's really like we're going to put the brake pedal in the boot. Yes, because, hey, it's more minimalist that way. All we can do, I think, is wait until we actually see either the public beta and someone brave enough to install it. That won't be me. Spoiler alert, that won't be me. Or it actually is released or someone buys a new Mac and then start testing it out. But the changes with this one are so fundamental, you would have to check it out. Another thing that I'm thinking is, what about Bartender? I certainly don't want to see all of those things in my menu bar. And I'm hoping Bartender will still be able to hook into them, but who knows? If it starts getting locked down to the degree that an iPad is locked down, I mean, you don't get many apps that put an icon near the battery and Wi-Fi thing on an iPad. They might stop that altogether. No idea. Not good. typo caused by whinging too fast. Loving that. How are your team doing now, dear?
True.
Oh, it's all over, is it?
Yes.
So did you make the right choice, or was the Mass for the Deceased possibly more exciting?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Well, have you heard there's been a scrap or anything? Stuart said it was good, I think.
Why did he say that?
Must have been in Facebook.
Oh.
When I was looking for that picture.
Oh.
Of the stresticles.
I thought maybe he'd come on to Marooned.
Ooh, check Bartender's blog. Haven't even looked up there yet. Right, definitely need to do that then. Oh, is this going to be good news or bad news? Bartender, macOS. Blog. Still have a lot of work to do, so it's possible. I will just keep my fingers crossed, but at the moment I'll stick with what I've got. That'll do. It wasn't which was on before my Harvey. Oh, High Sierra. I think it was when either High Sierra came out or Sierra, and I think at the time it was Bartender 2, and it totally broke it. When Bartender 3 came out, and I don't think he even charged for the update, you still have to do the SIP thing, but it could control other bits of it that it couldn't control before, which I thought was good news. So 1 did it, 2 didn't, 3 did. It does look like good news. It might not be ready for it being released, but at least it looks like it's possible. Or at least he's thinking it's possible right now. So that is good news. Maybe it's less radical than it looks. You know, like sometimes they slap a new interface on it and you think, oh, and then you realise actually it's just the same stuff underneath. It's just, it's prettier. Or I actually don't think not having the menu bar there is pretty. I don't. Everything looks like it's just kind of floating. But you know what? We'll get used to it. Seeing as though we've got no choice other than keep running old stuff. But even that isn't viable forever, is it? Because you can't downgrade new Macs. And eventually the Mac will break and eventually you will have to get a new one. But yes, thank you for that, Paul. That does look like good news. At least it's not a definite no. So on that happy note, I'm heading off to sort out for Friday. Oh, it's already Wednesday. How did this happen? That was because I think I missed Monday. Monday was part of Sunday for me, and then I didn't get any sleep, and I was probably overtired. Not cranky, obviously. Mike's giving me a look. But it's all right. He won't take that any further if he knows what's good for him. Just saying. Now I'm getting more of a look. Now you look like you need a monocle in one eye because you've raised the eyebrow on the other one that much. But we will be back with you tomorrow night when it is 130 days marooned at Matt Bites headquarters. Are you going to watch the highlights later? Happy wife, happy life. Absolutely. That's a good title for the show.
Why do I want to watch the highlights?
Were they not?
Well, I've seen it. And I don't need to see the Mass.
Ooh, Stuart will give you the highlights. I think you know pretty much what goes on at a Mass. I don't think you need to watch it.
The names weren't read out.
He'd have been there forever because I remember at Liverpool they did the names and I was nodding off.
Me too.
It went on for hours. Don't even think it. But as I say, we will be back with you tomorrow. For the moment, good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.